AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will see damage today from Hurricane Helene. He'll be in North Carolina. Across the South, at least 166 people have died. More deaths could be reported in Governor Bill Lee's state, Tennessee.
We're in the middle of what is a remarkably difficult and tragic unfolding in East Tennessee. And there is a remarkable effort to meet the needs of those folks.
11 workers were swept away at the Impact Plastics factory in Erwin, Tennessee. Several workers say they weren't allowed to leave in time to avoid the storm's impact. Tensions in the Middle East are raising tensions at the United Nations.
We are very disappointed from the Secretary General's approach.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres has been banned from entering Israel. He's accused of failing to unequivocally condemn yesterday's Iranian missile attack.
It's high time to stop the sickening cycle of escalation after escalation that is leading the people of the Middle East straight over the cliff. Each escalation has served as a pretext for the next.
Guterres later said he condemns the broadening of the Middle East conflict. Meantime, the fighting continues.
Israel says a small number of its soldiers have been killed in southern Lebanon as troops battle Hezbollah fighters on the ground after the start of an Israeli incursion into that country. The soldiers were killed in two separate events, military officials add. The region's bracing for further attacks as Israel vowed to retaliate for Iran's ballistic missile barrage a day earlier. Officials fear a wider war in the Middle East could further draw in Iran, which backs Hezbollah and Hamas, as well as the U.S., which has rushed military assets to the region in support of Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Some manufacturers and retailers are urging President Biden to invoke a 1947 law to suspend a strike by dock workers that has shut down 36 ports. This is AP News. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has identified traces of carbon dioxide and hydrogen peroxide on the surface of Pluto's largest moon.
Previous observations of Charon found water ice, ammonia, and organic chemicals. The Webb Telescope was able to fill in some of the gaps.
We used the near-infrared spectrograph.
Study co-author Sylvia Protopapa.
This extended coverage enabled the detection for the first time of carbon dioxide and hydrogen peroxide on the surface.
Scientists think carbon dioxide might be stirred up by the impacts from asteroids. The new discoveries will help us understand more about radiation and surface chemistry at the far fringes of the solar system.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of fingerprints of chemicals that we otherwise wouldn't get to see.
Oxford Associate Professor Carly Howitt is a NASA investigator.
It's a nice extra piece of the jigsaw puzzle in understanding what's going on in the Pluto system.
The research was published this week in the journal Nature Communications. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.